Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You are listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
This is Sheffield Live.
Midweek, and we're gonna make it special.
Standing in the dock at Southampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the match says you've gotta go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Finally made the plane into Paris, honeymooning down by the Seine. Peter Brown called to say, you can make it okay, you can get married in Gibraltar near Spain. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Drove from Paris to the Amsterdam Hilton, talking in our beds for a week.
This is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Welcome back to the second hour of today's show, and thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying everything I've played for you so far. Two from 1969 got the second hour underway. Apologies for anybody who was offended by the little bit of language in the Beatles track, but it were a request. I hope you enjoyed it. Ian, finally, he's been pestering me for months to play that. So I hope you enjoyed that, mate. It was the Beatles and Ballad of John and Yoko. UK number one, June the 11th, I should say. I'm telling you, my writing, it just gets worse. For 3 weeks, spending a total of 14 weeks on the UK chart. But did you know, that actually it was that particular track only featured John Lennon and Paul McCartney. George Harrison was at a religious retreat and Ringo Starr was actually on holiday. And I followed that with Honky Tonk Women, although it says on the label of the album Honky Tonk Woman, but quite clearly say women. The Rolling Stones, number one here in the UK, July the 25th, and spent a total of 17 weeks on the UK chart. Right, are you ready for your, well, before we do the name of the artist, your first fact of the day? This day, 1979, this is the 21st of May, 2026. This day, 1979, Elton John played the first of 8 concerts in Leningrad, it's now St. Petersburg, becoming the first solo Western rock artist to tour Russia, or as it was known then, it was still the USSR. Okay, you ready for your name, the artist? I'm going to play for you in the year 2525, it's from 1983. It's taken from an album, the artist's name, I can't mention that obviously, the Singles Collection. Although this particular track actually wasn't released as a single here in the UK. And don't forget, if you want to take part, you can text me on this number or WhatsApp me on this number, 077-603-11287. Here we go. Name the artist, please. Can you name the artist?
In the year 2525, a man is still alive. A woman can survive. They may find.
In the year 3535, can't tell the truth, can't tell no lies. Everything you think, do or say. Today, in the year 4545, won't need your teeth, won't need your eyes, won't find a thing to do. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your side, your legs have nothing to do. Some machines doing that for you. In the year 65, won't need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your sons, pick your daughters too. From the bottom of the long glass tube, whoa, whoa.
I'm wondering if mine is gonna be
Well, I've had a couple of guesses. I've had three, actually. I've just got one through. No, Ian, sorry, it's not Electric Light Orchestra, or as you've just texted, Devo. David got in touch with me on the new number. Thank you for that, David. No, I'm sorry, mate. It's not Sparks either. All right, I'll give you some clues, and that should help. Okay. If I was to say to you their biggest hits were probably Fade to Grey, Mind of a Toy, and Night Train. All righty, we're off to the 60s again. This time, it's first up, 1965, Gene Pitney, Every Breath I Take, written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Actually, both songs were actually written by Jerry Goffin along with Carole King. And the next one to follow it was Dusty Springfield, taken from a Dusty in Memphis album. It's a song called No Easy Way Down. But first, it's Gene Pitney.
I hardly ever thank the stars above for sending me your very precious love. You'll never hear me say a prayer, but thanks to someone way up there who gave me such a lucky break. Oh no, darling, only with every breath I take. And every time we have to be apart, I hardly ever find you in my heart. When it comes to thinking of the thought of losing all your love, I never worry how my heart would ache. Oh no, darling, only with every little breath I take, only with every little step I make, only with every little beat of my heart, and every single minute
you were bound. when each road you take is one more mistake. There's no one to break your fall, lead you back home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We all like to climb to the heights we love, where our fantasy world can be found. But you must know,
yes, got quite a few right answers ever since I gave the clue out. Well done, Ian, David, who takes it back in again, and Kenny. Thanks for that, mate. Yes, you were all right. All Visage. Okay. We're going to do another Name the Artist a bit later this hour. Your next fact for today, this day, 1968, Pete Townshend of The Who married dress designer Karen Astley, whose sister Virginia was in the Ravishing Beauties rock band, which was an all-female group. Who's up for a guess the year? All right, I'm going to play three songs in a row, and I want you to tell me, if you can, the year. And if you're struggling at the end of the three, I'll give you a few clues to try and help you out. All right, so as I said, you can reach me on, text me on this number. Once again, it is 07760311287. Or you can do it on WhatsApp, of course. All righty, I'm going to start then. Can you name the year, please, from these three songs?
Hanging around in the rain. whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Beyond the eye, it goes running through the soul like the story's told. Old man, he and his dog that walk the old land. Every flower touches his cold hand as he slowly walked by, weeping.
Rockin' a roadie, yeah. Ooh.
tracks you heard from this mystery year are were Reckless Eric and Whole Wide World, Glen Campbell, Southern Nights, and T-Rex, Soul of My Suit. I've had a few guesses. Well done, my mate Ian, in Bojan, you got it right. Well done, John, you got in touch, you got it right. Paul, I'm sorry, mate, you said 1978, you are 1 year out. Well, I'll get it away, Anna, really. And Tina, with your guess, you were 1 year out as well. Your clues. This year, Queen Elizabeth II celebrated her Silver Jubilee. Virginia Wade won ladies' singles at Wimbledon. And this was the year we lost Elvis Presley, Mark Bolan, Bing Crosby, and Maria Callas. See if that helps. Okay, we're off to the 50s now. Well, before that, I'll read you the final fact of the day. All right, here we go. This day, 1988, Wet, Wet, Wet's charity single, With a Little Help from My Friends, of course written by Lennon McCartney, topped the UK singles chart. All right, then. Now we're off to the 50s. 1959 up first. Frankie Avalon and Venus. 6 weeks the UK chart peaked at number 16. Then it's 1958 for the Champs and Tequila. 9 weeks the UK chart peaked at number 5.
Kisses and my arms, a girl with all the charms of you. Venus, make her fair, a lovely girl with sunlight in her hair. And take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me. Give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live. Venus, goddess of love that you are, surely the things I ask can't be too great a task. Venus, if you do, I promise that I always will be true. I'll give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live. Baby.
Well done, everybody who got in touch with me. Quite a few names. As I say, John and Ian got it right without any clue. Paul and Tina, thanks for getting back in touch with the right answer. Thank you for that. Yes, it was 1977. I'll be doing another Guess the Year in a while. It's not quite ready yet. But instead of doing it just those three, like a little section, I'll be doing it for an hour. All right. So there'll be lots of songs and lots of clues. All right. But that's going to be the new format. Thought I'd try it just for an hour, see how it goes. All right. Okay. So we're another name the artist for you. I'm going to play Nights in White Satin from 1979. Spent 5 weeks in the UK chart, peaked at number 39. So can you name the artist, please? Lots of right answers. Chris, well done, mate. You're right. Linda, yes, you're right as well. Ian, yes, you're right again. No fooling you, is there, mate? A clue for anybody that's struggling. Well, the only clue I've got is their biggest UK hit was the Tra-La-La song. You remember it? Banana Splits, really. It was Banana Splits theme. Okay, they did a lot of things like that. Right, now I'm going to play a little Music Box tribute because Dennis Le Corriere, you might not know who he is, but I'll tell you, he was the lead singer, the voice of Dr. Hook. He sadly died on the 16th of May, age 76. So I'm going to play you Dr. Hook's only UK number one from 1979. This is When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman.
Mm-hmm. answer the phone. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you go it alone. Maybe it's just an ego problem. Problem is I've been fooled before. And every time it happens, it just convinces me more. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you watch her eyes. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you look for life. Everybody tempts her. Everybody tells her.
'70s.
'76 there for Status Quo and Wild Side of Life. 12 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 9. Well done, all those who got in touch with me with the right answer. It was the Dickies at Nights in White Satin. There you go. So I hope you've enjoyed all that I've tried to cram in this second hour. All right, we're going off to 1985 on this one. 10 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 5 for Gary Moore along with Phil Lynott, and it's Out in the Fields. Believe it, the 2 hours have absolutely flown by. Hope you've enjoyed everything I've played for in this in the show. I was about to say first hour. But thanks for listening, and thanks for everyone who's been in touch with me. Thanks for that. I wasn't sure if that would work or not. But yes, you've proved me wrong. As I said, I didn't announce it last week because I wasn't sure if it'd be ready in time. But thanks to my brother-in-law, the tech whiz, he's sorted it out for me. Thanks for that, Tony. Right, your theme next week in the first hour, he says, reaching over for it, because once again he's put it in a different place, is Elvis covers. Now, by that, most of the songs are actual covers of Elvis Presley tracks, but others will be associated with Elvis. By that, I mean, they'll be the originals, but some of them you won't have heard, probably. But they are all what Elvis covered and had either hits with or released them on albums, okay? In the second hour next week, I wasn't going to announce it until next week, but there's another theme in the second hour next week. It's geographical artists. And this time they will all be US, places or whatever in the US, okay? But not necessarily US artists. As I say, as I did with UK, didn't mean to say that they were all UK artists either. Okay, so I'm going to finish this hour, well, the show with this. It says, once again, picking the wrong sheet up. There we go. 1976, four weeks. On the UK chart, only reached number 33. Stevie's higher for this week. It's David Bowie and TVC15. So this is Steve Roden saying, take care of yourselves. I'll see you next week for more Music Box. Communities Live to follow. Bye.